Welcome. I'm Maria White, professional organizer, owner of Enough With The Stuff, and host of this podcast, Organize Your Stuff. I am thrilled you're joining me for a listen today. I will share tips on getting organized in all areas of your life, so stay tuned for simple tips or interviews with industry experts sharing their unique methods and insights for getting your home and life organized once and for all. This podcast will provide support, encouragement, and motivation along the way. I hope while you are listening, the topic will resonate and inspire you to organize your stuff. Welcome everyone to the next episode of Organize Your Stuff. Today I have a wonderful guest who's going to talk to us about design in our spaces. Soraya Tamadan is an interior designer and the owner of Design and Staging Group in Leesburg, Virginia. Soraya holds an interior design degree from Seminole State College in Florida, as well as an aeronautical engineering degree from Sweden. That's amazing. She is accredited by United States Green Building Council as a LEED professional, which stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. She's dedicated to bringing sustainable and comfortable designs to her clients. She has over 25 years of experience in business, retail, and design. Among her clients, you see the high-ranking management of NFL and business professionals in Virginia. Awesome. Welcome, Soraya.
Thank you, Maria. I'm so happy to be here.
I find your background fascinating, that you had an aeronautical degree and then went into design.
Yeah, I'm very ambitious, you can tell.
Right. Now, you told me before that you used to own an interior design storefront where you sold like all of the whatever you need to design your home with furniture and design elements.
Yeah, we started very small in Orlando, Florida. And as we grew, people asked for different things. So we keep adding and expanding our business. And when we added furniture to the accessories and collectibles that we used to sell, people came and asked for design advice. And I told my husband, I don't want to give them just my opinion. I want to go to school for it. So that's when I went to school and got my degree in interior design. And when people came to our stores, they find out that I do interior design. So then it took a different turn and we did design their spaces, their offices, and businesses.
Oh, that's amazing. Awesome. Well, talk about following your passion. That's great.
Yes. This is something that, you know, my mom is very passionate about these things. So a lot of times when we came home from school, we saw that this, you know, she changed around the furniture and the house looked different. And I a lot of times I helped in the process, you know, hanging shades and sewing window treatments and stuff like that. So it's funny that how life kind of circled me back to what my mom did to me, you know, when I was very young.
early training.
Yes. Yeah. Hands-on.
Right. Well, you learned from a pro, it sounds like, and you probably also had a lot of natural ability there. You just kind of added to it with your education.
Yeah, it was fun to see some of the things they teach and then you have done it. Or sometimes you go to an installation and things don't go the way you had planned. And, you know, some of your skills that you never thought is needed has to kick in for the project and the installation to go forward. So, yeah, right. I'm so thankful.
Oh, that's neat. Before we go further, I would love for you to explain to the listeners the difference between an interior decorator and an interior designer, because I know there are two different things.
Yes. Interior decorating is what it says it is. It's just decorating. You basically just think about the look in the room, colors and patterns and fabrics. So that's basically interior decorator, which is great. It's perfect to create, you know, aesthetically beautiful rooms. However, interior designer is a lot more involved. You have to have a degree to call yourself an interior designer. And it takes 4 years, really, to finish interior design degree if you study full time. When I was in college, I realized that some people had come to you know, go through this degree thinking it's going to be all fun, but there are some classes that you have to study public safety, you have to learn about building codes, you have to understand the well-being of people who use the design, you learn about commercial design. It's a lot that you have to understand and learn to call yourself an interior designer. So when you work with an interior designers, you can, you know, I would feel much safer to work with an interior designer so that you, you know that they think, even if you don't talk about it, an interior designer thinks about your safety, something that maybe interior decorator is not trained to do.
Right. And the designer, an interior designer, is trained to actually create the floor plans and understand, like you said, the building codes and knowing about where the bearing walls, bearing load walls might be and how to design around that and what can be done, you know, if you want to eliminate that wall, that kind of thing. So it's structural as well that you guys are trained in. So,
well, we understand the fact that we cannot just decide to move a wall. We have to still bring a, you know, an engineer, an architectural engineer, you know, all those trades and, you know, educated people to the project. Sometimes maybe somebody that doesn't understand the impact of those changes goes ahead and does things to the space, but an interior designer knows that for making that decision, she or he has to consult, you know, an expert's advice.
Right, right. Because there's a lot of elements to moving things around within a kitchen or a bathroom that, like you said, you need to take in to account what can actually be done, but also for you, you're looking at the aesthetics as well as the structure, as well as the functionality for the people. So it's like the whole picture rather than just the pretty, it's all of it.
Exactly.
Awesome. So what are some tips that the homeowner can use to just sort of, you know, I think myself as a homeowner, just wondering, like, how can I freshen up this space? Where's the best place I can go to get ideas? I feel like sometimes it's a little overwhelming to say, you know, I would love to just change a space, but I have no idea where to even start. What would you recommend as a starting point?
Well, I would say that the first thing to do is plan. Have you all heard the Dr. Covey's famous saying that goes like this: begin with the end in mind. That's very important when it comes to design and decorating. I always start projects with the answers my clients provide in an initial questionnaire. I have to, of course, learn about how they live in the space, who uses the space, so that I can design it. But even when you decide to do it for your own family and yourself, you need to take time and kind of study these things, kind of think who is using the space, how we use the space, and create a plan. Try to imagine yourself in the room when it's finished. How does the room feel? What is your style? You know, all of that helps you to plan how you want to achieve this dream. But don't think too much, because a lot of times people get into this planning stage and think a lot and then get scared and don't want to do it. So I would say planning is important. And then think that less is more. We are not in the Victorian era that, your wealth is measured by the number of stuff you have in your living room. Anytime I go to a client's house, I see, unfortunately, a lot of things. They have too much stuff. And maybe they just moved and they brought everything from the old house. You don't have to keep everything from your past. Going back to the first tip, plan. If you plan well, then it's a lot more easy for you to know what to keep and what to let go, you can purge and donate, sell or trash some stuff, because if you have too much stuff, your beautiful design gets jeopardized and you can't achieve that clean, nice look that you need.
Absolutely. You're preaching to the choir there with that.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. So you see that a lot too. And, you know, I don't know, we have to be selective, a little more selective as far as what we keep, because, you know, in creative design, whether it's, say that they are doing a creative ad, they always talk about negative space. That is true in interior design too. We need some negative space around something for it to show itself better. So think about that the space doesn't have to be full. You don't have to put too many things around, and think about the negative space is as important as the positive space.
Right. You need to have a space for your eyes to rest. It's just when you're looking around the room and it's so busy, it's overwhelming. And that's what creates that whole energy of like, oh, I'm just like, it's too much in here. I can't take it. So yeah.
Exactly. So my third tip is design the ideal and then decide if you want to do it all at the same time or you want to do it in phases. When you have a big picture, then it's easier to stay focused when you go shopping or when you go to a trip and you see a lot of beautiful art and you want to buy it. Then if you have your color scheme and your ideal plan in mind, then you can make better decisions along the way. You can decide what, you know, how you're doing your project based on your time and budget. You might want to do one room at a time or just do all the window treatments first and then tackle the next phase of the project in a couple of months. So that again goes to your, you know, planning and see how you want to do the project. Very few people have unlimited budget. So even if you decide to do one room at a time, in the same room project, you have to compromise. So say that it's a living room you're designing or you're planning to buy furniture for, you want to invest in a quality sofa or a sectional. And if you need to compromise, then compromise maybe reusing your old entertainment unit or buy a used one and paint it so that you can stretch your budget and not compromising where it shouldn't be compromised.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a great tip for definitely not getting sidetracked when you're in the shopping phase, is to, if you know what your look is going to be and you know what the colors are, then it's much more likely that you'll purchase the right things rather than a hodgepodge of different items that just don't go together.
Great. Yes, exactly. I want to say that do things in the right order. If you know and it's part of your design to paint, for example, do the painting part first. I see a lot of times people, you know, are kind of rushing and they want to get to the furniture purchasing phase and they buy the furniture and then they never get around painting the room and chances are they never will. So, and you know what they always say, just the fresh coat of paint does amazing things to your room. And if you skip that part, then you can never achieve the design.
Right, because the color on the wall helps to make everything look much more cohesive. Whereas if you forget that part and you get to the end and you're like, oh, it doesn't really look that great. It's probably because that color on the wall hasn't changed and it doesn't work.
Yep, exactly. And I would say keep it simple. You know, it's always easier to add than, you know, get stuck with something you purchase. So keep it simple, add gradually, go with the most important things in the room. And I have two more tips if we have time. I don't know if you... One thing, you know, we talked about less is more, but one thing that more is more is where is in storage. You can never have enough storage. And I think you agree on that with me because ample storage and having a system in organizing your storage areas are key to an organized room.
Absolutely.
I can't say enough about the facts, that the order and routine improves the well-being and behavior of the people in the house. Children do better in school. The stress level in the home is relieved, and well-being of everyone is restored when you have an organized house. And I know that you can attest to that.
Absolutely, 100%. It just really calms the energy down when everything is orderly. And just, when you have a lot of stuff out because you don't have the adequate storage or you don't have a system or a routine for keeping up with all of the stuff, the clutter in the home, then it just gets chaotic. And then everybody else in the house feels chaotic. And then that energy just creates a lot of friction. And just, yeah, I agree 100%.
And really, if you think about it, storage and organization can save a marriage and save a household and really affect the society in a bigger scale.
So you're not just a designer, you save marriages, and
Yeah.
the whole world can be saved by designers.
Yeah, it can, because I believe everything starts at home. So if the home is a peaceful place, somewhere that people can come and get re-energized, they do better as a society member.
The home should be your sanctuary.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then just choose the right size and scale of furniture. A common mistake people do is they don't consider the scale of furniture. When you go to a furniture store, everything looks, great, and you don't realize because the sizes, this usually the ceilings are way too high, and there are not in a, closed space. And you buy the furniture and it arrives in your house and it's totally too big and the scale is too big for the room. And it's just nothing is worse than having too much furniture or too, a wrong size furniture in a room. So be mindful of that too.
So measure.
Yeah, a lot of people, talk about taping the room. The tape is great, but then you don't see the three dimension. With taping, you only realize two dimensions. But I have seen the opposite too. I've seen people have bought a very, low chair or, sofa for a room with vaulted ceilings, so that can be wrong too. So you just consider that, it's not just the if it fits in the room the way you tape it or you measure it, you have to consider the whole scale and volume of the piece.
That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that. So where can, if you're trying to plan all of this on your own, do you recommend that people can start looking for ideas to sort of figure out what their aesthetic is, to look at Pinterest or Houzz? Like, do you have recommendations for sites to look at?
Well, yeah, Pinterest and Houzz are the two places that everybody checks. But if you are a visual person, like if you want to stand in the space and kind of feel the space better, I would say go to the model homes. We are actually fortunate in Loudoun County with all the construction that is going on. In every neighborhood they are building, there is at least one or two, sometimes three model homes created, and that can be a great place to go and kind of get a feel about the room, turn around and see how they did the placing of the furniture and realize how little is in the room compared to our homes that we tend to have too much furniture. Everybody
Yeah.
loves model homes, and that's because it's clean, it's all cohesive, it's coordinated, and just try to see reasons why they did this. And if you can see a rhyme and reason, then that would be very educational for you to come and kind of implant in your own design.
Yeah, I love that idea. I love going to the open houses and model homes myself too. It's just really so beautiful the way everything's coordinated, like you said, and it just feels so good to see it clean like that and not lots of little toys and tchotchkes all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just clean. And it feels great because it is like that.
Yeah, and you know, of course, we don't live that way. We have to have our stuff around us. But just think about storage. Even when you go to these model homes, you see there is ample storage. They might be empty because nobody lives there, but there is a lot of cabinets and shelving. And
right. And so with my clients, I try and recommend that they use multifunctional furniture. So instead of just having like a footstool or a coffee table, have something that has storage. It could still be a coffee table, but have storage with it. Or it could be a hassock that, you know, has a lid. You can just throw off your blankets in.
Exactly.
All of the side tables also have storage, and so definitely making sure that your pieces can be functional for storage as well. It doesn't have to just be pretty, it can be both. So to look for that.
Yeah, exactly. I love using multi-use furniture pieces, and also think that maybe, especially when it comes to kids' room, if you buy something that when the kids grow up, they can still use it, if it's a neutral color, or if you can use this piece of furniture maybe in a different room when you redecorate. So that's a great tip too.
Yeah, I really love the cubbies. I actually bought cubbies from IKEA when my kids were little, and that thing has been able to transition with the kids through their entire lives, and it's fantastic. You can make it, you know, hold the little baby toys on the bottom and the older kids' toys up high out of their reach.
Yeah.
So it's really great, and it just has grown with them, and it was like the best purchase ever.
I know.
Not that it was expensive, but it was just the best functional piece of furniture to have in the kids' playroom.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I don't know if you have noticed, HGTV every year has a dream home.
Yes.
And they are very good at photographing and videographing the space. So when you ask about inspiration, that's also another place that people can go if they don't, especially with the situation we are in now with the coronavirus. If you just want to not go to, you know, outside your home, you can go to HGTV's website and check their dream home and maybe sign up. Maybe you win.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good idea. And actually, a lot of the builders have all those virtual tours now on their website. So you don't have to go in person, like you said. And so
yeah, true.
It's a great way to see the decor and how they put it all together as well. So I love that idea. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So Soraya, I wanted to ask you, I know you have developed a program that you've called Design Mentor. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, Design Mentor is a program that just was created. You know, I'm used to listening to clients. And when I talk to people, ladies in Loudoun County, they love to be involved in the design of their own home. And they're all computer savvy. They are very good at searching for stuff. But then they get really overwhelmed and they don't know where to start. Or if they start, they don't know how to finish a project because it gets harder and harder. If you don't have a plan and you just redo your floors and then buy a rug and, you know, then paint the walls. So as you add different elements to the design, it gets harder and harder to keep it coordinated, and it gets overwhelming. So it was one particular client that was referred to me. And when I went there, she said, I'm stuck. I don't know what else to do. So I see that she has made some changes to the home, the expensive ones too. She redid all the floors. And that is an expensive thing to do. But then she got stuck. She didn't know what to do. She purged a lot of stuff. And when we sat down and talked, I realized what it is that she wants to do. And I told her about, you know, how design works and the charges for planning the design and coming up with all the color scheme and stuff. And when we talked together, we realized that if I have to do everything for her, it can get expensive, and she had a limited budget. So I suggested that I create the design for you, I do a floor plan, give you the color scheme, furniture selections, fabric selections, and having that, I empower you to now go and find these pieces. Instead of me hiring or paying my assistant to look for all these items and, bring back information if still available, what is the lead time? Instead of me doing that, you, the homeowner, does that herself. And this way, you learn a lot during the process. You learn about what is it that we do, but then you don't pay for someone to do it for you. You save a lot of money, you learn a lot during the process, and I can be as a mentor and tell you what works, what doesn't. So this particular client, she loved the idea. She started searching for the furniture and stuff that I told her. She knew the size and the scale. So she would find different things and send them to me and said, "Is this working? Can I buy this?" And I would say yes or no, and I gave her reasons. And so she did the whole, design part. And I helped her with trades that she needed to bring in. But at one time, she wanted to have someone to come and, hang the wallpaper. But the lady that was going to do the wallpaper, she didn't have time till after Christmas, and she wanted her house to be ready before Thanksgiving. So I told her, "You can do this yourself." And she said, "No, I never hung a wallpaper, I can't do it myself." And I said, "Yes, you can." I gave her some videos to look at and learn how to do it. And I, said, "I can even come and help you, but you can do this." And sure enough, she hung the wallpaper herself. She was so proud that she did it. The husband and the kids were proud of, her as well. And she did it under budget and before her time, that deadline. So I thought this is a great idea. More ladies might, love this idea. And so design mentoring was born.
Awesome. What a great idea. And also there are people who want to try to figure it out, but just need that little bit of guidance on how to make it a cohesive, room, because they might have a lot of different ideas of what could work, but to have everything run by you and say, yes, this is it, is a great thing to have.
Yeah. And one other thing is that sometimes even, both the husband and wife or, partners and your spouse wants to be involved, and that makes it even harder because then it's, her wants or his wants, and so different ideas sometimes clash. And with me being there, I can help them to make a decision and give them the reasons why this doesn't work, why it should be this way, and therefore the tension is down and they can achieve more faster.
That's a great way to solve a problem when the spouses don't agree on the style, and you can really get in there and explain the why it needs to go like this and for this space. And I love that. You're a marriage mediator. That's excellent.
I'm a peacemaker. I call myself a peacemaker.
That happens with me too a lot with my
I'm
clients.
sure.
It's like, there's a lot of the blame game for why it's like it is. And I'm like, okay, let's just not worry about whose fault. Let's deal with it together.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, Soraya, thank you so much for all these tips. I love your mentor program. I love that you can guide people through the process, but you've given some good tips for people to at least get started on their own. And great. I love the tips. They're excellent. Well, you have a great day. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
for stopping by today and chatting with us.
Well, thank you so much, Maria. I enjoy talking to you each time, and I have listened to your other podcasts, and they are excellent. So thank you for doing this. I really
Thank you
appreciate
so
it.
much. All right. Well, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
After listening to this podcast today, I hope you have some useful takeaways and feel super motivated to get organized. But maybe you're at a loss with how to start or where to go next in your organizing journey. Wouldn't it be amazing to have me right there to guide you through the process when you're losing motivation or feeling stuck with what to do next? I may not live near you, so through the wonders of our modern technology, I can be right by your side. Virtually, of course. You heard me. I offer virtual organizing. Reach out to me through my website linked below, and we could schedule your first session today. Also, don't forget to reach out to me on social media with comments about an episode or a topic you would like covered in a future podcast. Links are below in the show notes. Go get your organizing on!